Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. I'm talking with Jeff Potts, manager of Dairy Express, the New South Wales herd recording organisation. Today we're discussing new features of herd recording reports that can help farmers improve reproduction, mastitis and health of the herd. So, Jeff, in the past few years, Dairy Express has looked at different ways of adding value to herd recording information and reports farmers receive, more than just measuring milk volume and cell count. Can you give some background to the value of herd recording and how it's changed recently?
A couple of years ago, I was looking at how I could keep people focused on herd recording that had got their cell count issues under control, and looking at what services were available overseas, I could see that there was nutritional management information that was there in the components of the milk, and I took what the UK and the Americans have used for a long time in identifying cows that could have ketosis, for example, where they use the butterfat to protein ratio, where the fat's greater than 1.4% in the first 100 days as a guide to an animal possibly having ketosis. Ketosis has been always around the dairy industry in Australia, but as production levels have increased and cows are achieving peaks of greater than 50 litres, and more value is being placed on feeding cows off concentrates rather than just pasture. And for people that aren't used to showing their cows, ketosis was a hard disease to pick up. And by using the components of the milk as a guide, it means farmers have the potential, if they treat these cows and look at what's causing, from a nutritional point of view, there's a significant number of cows coming in the ketosis side, how they can make changes to their lead-in feed, for example. Ketosis can have the effect of holding back cows at peak yield by 5 to 10 litres. It also strips the cows of body weight, which means they then take longer to go in calf and often become cyclic in that they then milk on for a long time with flat rate feeding, which has been common in the past, put on a lot of body weight. They then calve and go through the whole process again, strip down, take a while to get in calf, and it continues. And the farmer potentially loses this 5 to 10 litres, which over a lactation, you know, is going to be 1,500 litres of milk.
Dairy Express has improved how farmers can assess herd data, and that's through the introduction of a new web-based information system. What is the MISDI site?
MISDI stands for Management Information System for the Dairy Industry. It's a web-based platform which allows multiple access of users so that, say, for example, a farmer could be at Nowra, could have a consultant working out of Sydney and an advisor at Barrie that can all be looking at the data at the same time, which makes managing farm issues a lot easier in today's environment instead of having to travel and sit one-on-one with a farm. And it also means that what happens now when a farmer tests his cows, we generate an SMS which has his five highest cell count cows, both actual and then five highest weighted average cows. And this also works as a trigger to know that his results are on the MISDI site. So often within 24 hours of those samples leaving the farm, a farmer can now access his data in many different ways in real time and make accurate, timely management decisions, which, when they used to have to wait for paper reports, meant that the information they were looking at may have been up to 10 days old just due to the technology that was there at the time. The web base means that we can deliver the data virtually straight away. So, as I said, they're dealing with real-time data.
Now, if I'm a farmer, dairy farmer, that hasn't already come onto the MISDI site, how do I set up to get my herd registered on the MISDI site?
Contact the office on our free call number and let the women know that they would like to access their data on the MISDI site, and then we generate them a password which they can then change at any time. So it's a secure site, no one can access it except the people that they may choose to give the password to, be it their vet, their nutritionist or consultant.
So what's the advantage of accessing the information in this way?
Well, being web-based, you can have live links back to individual cows. With the recently introduced scatter graphs, every animal in the herd on test day is identified as a mark on the graph. The heifers are green dots, the cows are triangles. Where you hover your cursor over that mark, it'll tell you the cow and what her production was, and then a left click takes it back through a full history to a home page, and then onto another page which gives access to all the lactations that she may have ever had in that herd. And so a farmer can graph these previous lactations on various things to look at either production or cell count history of that animal. But the scatter graphs themselves a very good advancement in that nothing can hide on the graph. So cows, for example, on the cell count graph that may stand out as being a problem, when someone that's neutral and hasn't got a knowledge of those particular cows gives an opinion of why is that cow there, she's been milking 350 days with a cell count of 5 million and she's given 8 litres, and the farmer's answer might be, oh, well, that's grandma's cow, you know, she's... But by someone that's independent, they see these cows that stand out that a farmer may keep for the wrong reasons, and it highlights issues.
Now, I understand that you recently have introduced some new interactive reports on the MISTI service that allow farmers to get a snapshot of the whole herd status in 4 different ways. What are those new reports and features?
All of the scattergraphs perform different functions. The cell count graph gives all the cows cell counts on test day and with a trend for the average for the heifers and the subsequent lactation cows. The other really useful graph is yield against days in milk graph. This allows farmers to identify the cows that are underperforming compared to cows that calved in the same time frame under the same circumstances. So it highlights that some of these cows, it could be lame, fail to clean, or just not performing, not the sort of cows they may wish to keep replacements from. And once again, when every animal on test day is on a scatter graph and nothing can hide, compared to looking at lists of cows where often farmers tend to skip through, they know the number of the cow and they see it sort of down the list a bit and don't take the management notice that they need to. But with a scatter graph, everything's there and it highlights the issue cows at both ends of the scale, and as I said before, they can't hide anywhere. The fourth graph on the scatter graphs looks at cell counts in a way that compares the count on the previous test to the current test. It's an odd graph when farmers first look at it because you've got this cluster of cows in the bottom left-hand corner, but they're all the good cows. You want to look at the cows at the extremities that often are overlooked in a straight-out list of cows because the previous cell count's not brought up. And then so you get these cows that sit in the middle of the graph that aren't responding to treatment, which are drawn to attention of the farmers by the fact that they stand out on a graph where they would be hidden in a list. And then the other graph looks at acidosis and ketosis as an alert. In this graph, the green dots are the cows up to 100 days into lactation. And the cows in the purple are cows that, if they're green, could be ketotic, either whether it's clinical or subclinical. The cows in the blue is where you want the majority of the herd to be. And the cows on the yellow side of the graph are the cows that could be acidotic. As I said earlier, the ketosis cows are worked out by using the formula of whether fat is greater than 1.4 times the protein. And in the acidosis, it's just as a guide of whether fat's lower than protein, which is an indicator that the rumen's not functioning properly. And there's potential there at any stage of lactation for an improvement in production if the problem's rectified. With both the ketosis and acidosis, you know, we recommend that farmers talk it over with their vet or nutritionist, especially when there's trends of a large percentage of the fresh cows appearing to be ketotic, because it means that some simple management steps will mean a whole lot more milk in the vat.
If I'm a dairy farmer who hasn't used MISTI before and I don't have confidence in using a computer, how can I get these reports for my herd?
If you haven't got computer access, the easiest way is to work in with your advisor, vet or nutritionist that may be able to come onto your farm with a modem and show you the scattergraphs, because the advantage of the scattergraphs is the live interaction back to the history. The page can be printed off, but then only shows trends. By looking at it with the live interface, it's a lot more useful. For farmers that haven't had access to the MISTI site before that have got computer access, it's a matter of contacting the office where we will give you a password and take you through how to make the most out of accessing that data.
You mentioned these reports have some great value, particularly to highlight problems and are a good starting point to develop an action plan. Now, if we use the milk yield versus the days in milk report as an example, how do farmers use it to help improve herd fertility?
By looking at the whole herd on a graph with nowhere for any animal to hide, the days in milk on the bottom axis, the ideal for an all-year-round calving herd is to have an average days in milk of around 150. And so if we have more cows trending out and still milking reasonably well past this 150 point, it means that there are problems in identifying and getting cows in calf around 100 days. With a graph like this, it also is looking at not only the fertility problems that may exist in a herd, but the nutritional areas where cows are peaking too early in lactation and starting to taper off, not really having a curve to their lactation and coming in and producing rather flat, or peaking around 50 or 60 days and then falling off very quickly.
Jeff Potts, manager of Dairy Express, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.